CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bruns.
Would you look at this bathroom? It looks like a laundry jungle.
Well, if we're leaving Paris tonight, Annette and I thought we'd better get up early and wash out a few things.
I feel like I can't even get over to the sink there to shave. You've got one,
oh,
two,
honey,
three, four, five clotheslines strung from wall to wall.
Now, just a minute, I'll try to adjust them so you can get the sink.
Yeah.
Let me do it, please.
Oh, all right.
Your shoes have to be hanging over the bathtub because they're dripping dry, and I don't want them to drip on the floor.
Oh, golly. Traveling is fun, I know, but frankly, I'm kind of sorry we have to go to Italy. You know, I kind of wish we were going home, don't you?
No, I love traveling.
Oh, well.
And July 22nd will stand out in my mind like a national holiday the rest of my life.
July 22nd? What was that?
I haven't cooked a single meal or washed a single dish since July 22nd.
Oh, the day we left home, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think I enjoy the vacation from that as much as the trip itself.
Why? I thought you liked housework.
I did.
I thought...
I can't. It's remarks like that, dear, to send people to marriage counselors.
Look, you're always saying you like cooking and washing clothes and hanging them outside. They smell so fresh and clean.
Well, I don't like it all the time, dear.
Oh.
You know, your idea of a vacation most years has been to go camping. Well, that's fine for you, but I spend all day doing the same housework I do at home, only under primitive... prehistoric conditions.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, this trip makes up a little bit, doesn't it, for all?
Oh, yes, it does, honey. It's just wonderful. Here, you can shave now.
Thank you.
It's going to be exciting to see Italy. When do we leave Paris?
Tonight, about 9:00, we catch the Simplon Orient Express and arrive in Venice in the morning. So you had better start packing.
Here's Dorothy Collins. Now's the time for a beauty checkup. What about your skin, especially your hands? Are they sun-scorched, dry? Restore their beauty with new formula Truché. Make them smooth, younger-looking again. New Truché, the only leading popular priced hand lotion with wonder-working silicones, forms a light protective screen between you and the elements. Under that screen, Truché moisturizes instantly, helps nature heal hurt rough hands. Get Truché today.
Dresses into our room here so I can put them in the clothes pack.
Yes, I'm just doing that, dear.
Betsy?
Oh, I'll send her down to the courtyard to play. She's just underfoot.
Oh, she has crammed all over. I told her to keep them in the box. Ah, I must say, this is the one thing I don't like about travel, the packing and the unpacking.
Goodness, your room looks as bad as mine.
I know. I hardly know where to start. I've got everything out of the drawers and on the beds. I seem to have twice as much as I left home with.
I know. Trouble is that when we packed for the trip, we used every square inch and we did not allow for the presents we had to buy to bring home to people.
I know.
Oh,
for heaven's sake, if you'd gone to the office.
We have to be all packed and checked out of the hotel by noon.
By noon?
Yeah.
Are we leaving early?
No, but I got to the office and the secretary over there said that in Paris you have to check out of hotels by noon or you're charged for another day.
Oh,
there's no sense paying for two rooms for another the day when we're leaving at 9 tonight.
No.
So I came back. I stopped at the desk. I told him to make up our bill, and I thought I'd come up and tell you.
What are we going to do all afternoon?
Oh, well, I don't know, dear. Go for a walk.
No place to sit down from 12 noon to 9 o'clock at night.
Well, you can sit in the hotel lobby, and I'll come back about 6, and we can have dinner.
The dining room doesn't open until 7:30.
I don't understand why everybody in Europe eats dinner so late.
Why does the hotel want people out by noon? I mean, most people on trips arrive or leave in the morning or evening.
Look, I don't know, but that's the rule.
Well, all right, all right.
You know, it's this way in England, too. We didn't leave till evening.
I know, and it was very inconvenient.
Yeah.
When you have a child, it's hard to just keep wandering around killing time for 9 hours,
Look, you want to pay for the extra day?
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the hotel.
Yeah, the hotel. Oh, Aunt Effie, here. Mm-hmm. I almost forgot you. The concierge handed me a little billet doux pour vous.
A what?
A love letter from your boyfriend.
Oh, love letter, really? Oh, Mr. Whitaker's going to be in Italy when we are, Aunt Effie?
Well, Alvin said he was going to Switzerland in Germany, but he might change his plan.
Oh.
Now, where are my glasses?
You want me to open it and read it to you?
No, I do not, thank you. I could read it if I had my glasses.
Quit teasing her about him now.
She loves this, MJ. Oh, boy, this room is a shambles. Keep safe. What's all that in the wastebasket?
Oh, I cleaned out your suitcase. I never saw such a mess. Please. Don't you ever throw anything out at all, Gibbs?
These are receipts, for heaven's sake. What is the matter with you?
For what?
For everything, love of Mike. Look, I have to have these. Look, this is a hotel bill in England.
We paid it.
I am on a business trip. Remember, when I get back, I have to show receipts for things.
Well, I didn't know that. You didn't say anything to me.
Well, why don't you think a little?
No, where are we going to be in Italy and when? Just in case, he says, he happens to run into it.
Is our hotel bill in Stratford? Look, the bill for our car rental, the bill for the dinners we had out, Simpson, Scott.
Well, I didn't know you were saving all those. They were just dumped loose in your suitcase.
Where are we going to be in Italy and when?
And you needn't get so excited. I've kept a notebook, and I have a complete record of everything we spent, even the entrance fee. To the Tower of London, of all things. And here, I've listed even 6 pence for a banana for Betsy.
Oh, well, I'm not concerned about 6 pence for a banana.
Where are we going to be in Italy and when?
What? Oh, I don't know.
Well, I would like to tell them.
Well,
we'll be at
the Hotel Londra and Beau Rivage in Venice. At least 2 days, then to Florence, the Hotel Astoria, at least 3 days, then straight to Naples, the Hotel Vesuvio, two or 3 days, and then back to Rome, at least a week there, Regina Carlton Hotel. But even that subject could change, depending on business. We may stay longer or shorter in any of those places.
Well, I think Alvin would like to know, definitely. I mean, if he changes his plans, he wouldn't want to miss out.
Aunt Effie, I'm on business. Do you remember your boyfriend is on a holiday? I can't say definitely at this point. He'll just have to take his chances.
Well, I certainly hope he doesn't get the idea we don't want to see him.
He's certainly been very nice to you. Why are you so cross, dear?
Well, I don't know. Look, I am on a business trip. Aunt Effie wants to regulate it to fit in with her love life and say, you throw all my receipts in the wastebasket.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, let's just finish the packing. We'll outside organize these receipts and do some bookkeeping before things get completely out of hand. Look, I'll have to translate all the pounds and the shillings into dollars.
Oh.
Then I've got to take our receipts from things in France and translate the francs into dollars. See how much we spend. Oh, I don't know.
Nothing, can you sit on this suitcase? I can't get it closed.
Yes, just a second, dear. You better hurry. It's 11:45. We have to check out.
I know. I'm already exhausted, too. I got it.
Where's the ogre?
Oh, now don't pay any attention to him, Aunt Effie. He went down to settle our hotel bill here.
What was all that yelling going on?
Yeah, we seem to have spent more money than planned, yet he can't figure it out exactly. And I apparently threw out some vital receipts when we left England or something.
He sent over 200 postcards and mail to America.
What? Sent out quite a few. Why?
Why? We have a $32 bill for stamps.
A bill? Well, I thought they were free.
Free? Free?
Yes. The first day we were here, about 3 weeks ago, I wrote a few cards, and I went up to the concierge's desk to ask for stamps.
Free?
And he just smiled, and he took my cards and said, I'll mail them for you.
Wait.
Naturally, I thought it was a service at the hotel. Joe thinks they brought him a Christmas card list, didn't he? I just thought that's exactly what he said.
Before you drop dead of apoplexy, dear, your office called and wants you to call them back right away.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Do you know what a Buckram bonus is? It's a feature of CBS Radio's Just Entertainment show. America's most forward-looking backward boy, Pat Buckram, reveals gems of philosophy to laugh by, if not live by. For example, during a recent Buckram bonus, Pat suggested keeping the mind out of mischief. Pat has observed from his philosophical tower that even when people keep out of mischief, their minds seldom do. Worry, according to Pat, is a chief item of mental mischief. Pat recommends that wives stay away from their husband's offices. That way, if he's got a pretty secretary, they won't worry about her. He also suggests that mothers never read their son's report cards. If the marks are bad, they'll only worry about the boy turning out to be as dumb as his father. We could go on and on quoting Buckramisms by the hour, but why not get them right from Pat himself? Monday through Friday on Just Entertainment, CBS Radio offers the Buckram Bonus and Buckram's entire happy family. Listen in often for Pat Buckram and Just Entertainment.
Not leaving? What do you mean we're not leaving Paris today? We're all poor.
Well, something has come up. Gordon said a deal. We thought it's fallen through. Hasn't fallen through. We're going to see the guy tomorrow and sign the contract. So we'll be leaving Paris tomorrow night instead. Now, look, I better get out and tell him at the desk right away so we can keep our room.
Here we are. The suitcases all packed, sitting at the door, ready to be taken
out. I know. Well, it can't be helped. Oh. This is business. Where's Aunt Effie?
Oh, she went in her room and closed the door. Now, I wouldn't say any more about the postcards. She feels terrible.
Well, how she could think that the stamps were free? Well, it's just beyond me. I mean, then they send out postcards that everybody on a Christmas card.
Well, she did it because she thought it was free. And she wants everyone she knows to know she's in Europe.
Boy, they all must know by this time anyhow. She has done nothing. She has done nothing but write postcards since we got on the boat 8 weeks ago.
Well, I know.
Just because the postcards were free on the boat, she ran all over filtering them from every writing table on the boat. So finally the purser's office, even the purser's office said they didn't have any more. Honestly.
Well, now, look, don't bawl her out for this.
Yes.
I'm sure she'll insist on paying you back anyhow. Yeah. She's had a wonderful time writing them.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, Aunt Eddie's a card or something. Oh, I almost forgot. Well, we're all being taken out tonight by the staff at a Paris office here. Yeah, they're giving us kind of a farewell party.
Party?
Yeah. Isn't that nice of them? Gordon said they'd put on our glad rags. They were going to make it a real fancy farewell.
Yeah.
Well, honey. Well, it's okay. It won't hurt to keep Betsy up late just once.
I wasn't thinking of Betsy. I passed all my evening things at the bottom of everything. I have to drag out everything in my suitcase. My shoes, my evening bag.
Oh, well, honey. Say love you. Say love you.
And Evie, start unpacking.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.